That's right, folks. It's today's health update. Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. Boy, it's been a great week. We've covered some incredible things. I hope you're learning a lot, and I hope it helps you. I hope that the people listen to this radio show, shares it with other people, and tells them, hey, he's teaching things that can extend your lifespan and give you a higher quality of life. And I'm telling you, we're literally changing more people's lives for less money than the medical profession can even possibly dream about. It is kind of crazy that for 60, 70 years now, they've ignored the truth about supplementation and about doing it God's way using his creations instead of man's way using his concoctions. Now, I know why they do it, but what's amazing is that you listeners and the general public has got to wrap your heads and our heads around the fact that we have got to change this system. We cannot continue going down the road of the modern day health care system, which should be called the sick care system. We cannot afford it. It's unsustainable. It's going to break our back financially. You cannot continue to have drug companies that can charge 40,000 times more than it costs them to make something for their drugs when you understand that the only reason they can get away with that is they get patents. And then after they get a patent, they claim that it's this life-saving stuff that may get a 0.5% improvement in lifespan. And yet everybody's got to fork over the money that they want, the amounts that they want for the concoctions they build. And they'd make you think that's the only options you have. Listen, it's time for us to stand up to the pharmaceutical industry and stand up to the medical profession and stand up to the FDA, especially the FDA, the False Data Administration, and let them know that we're not going to tolerate it anymore. It's not fair that they can control all the double-blind control placebo studies. It's not right that the only people that can work for the FDA have had to have ties with the pharmaceutical industry, and most of them are so highly invested in the pharmaceutical industry that they won't even consider anything outside the realm of prescribed drugs and mechanical things that they build and charge exorbitant prices for in surgeries. That's the only options you got with them. Don't you understand? They have not cured a single disease in 60 years. They have no intentions of ever curing another disease. They're going to continue to treat the symptoms of disease and make billions of dollars off the backs of the hardworking people in America and robbing us of our children's and our grandchildren's inheritances. They're going to steal all that. And that's their plan. They have no intentions of ever curing cancer. Don't get involved with cancer walks and cancer drives and heart attack drives and all that stuff that they're doing to beg people for money. And that's what they're doing. They're charging these crazy prices. They're making billions and billions of dollars. And then they're asking you to go out and do drives to rake in even more money for them. And believe me when I tell you this, they will never cure another disease. They have no intentions of it. They won't even allow a double-blind controlled placebo study to be done on a natural supplement using all natural ingredients, not synthetic vitamins, not synthetic minerals, but the real thing. They won't even do the studies on it. You can't get it done. They've monopolized the sick care industry, and it is sick what they're doing to you. I hope you're getting as outraged and upset and furious as I am. I hope you're sharing this radio show with other people. They can listen to it at these radio stations, or you can go to www.nhc19.podbean, that's podbean.com, and listen to these. Like, if you like today's program and you agree with what you're going to hear me talk about today, share it with other people. It's not going to be long. We're going to make it easier and easier for you to share these radio shows with other people so that all they have to do is pop a button and they can hear it wherever they are, whenever they are. We've got to get the knowledge, the information, the education out to the public. And I'm going to need your help doing that. It's time to stop letting them control our lives. It's just as sick as letting them control health care. You do understand that if the government ever gets total control of the health care system in America, they will have absolute control over how long you live. Well, when you understand that Social Security has been broke for 50 years now, how long do you think they want you to live after age 65 when you can start drawing retirement? I'm 64 years old. I can't draw full retirement until I'm 66 years and 2 months. And really, be honest with you, don't care if I draw it. I'm fortunate. God's blessed me. I don't have to have it. But you know what? I paid it in. I'm going to pull it out. I'm going to take my retirement, and I'm going to go on working, and I'm going to earn the maximum amount they'll let me till I'm 66 in 2 months. But when I get there, there's no limit on what they can keep me from earning and still draw my money. And I'm going to tell you, you need to consider those things. It's every time you let the government get involved, it's going to be chaotic. I had a lady who decided to open a business, and she borrowed money from her 401k, which is tied through the government, and she had to jump through all kinds of hoops. She has to report to the government every year how the business is doing and how she's using her money. What an insanity. You know, it's crazy. And here, found out this. Did you know when you start drawing your Social Security, the money that you put in there, you paid taxes on when you earned it, so it's already taxed. Now I find out that when I draw Social Security, they tax me again. It's income tax. I've already paid the income tax on that money, but yet they're going to tax me again. Y'all, it's time to stop the insanity. It's time to tell them no. No, you're going to change that. That's my money. That's not your money. And why do you have control over how I use my money? If I want to pull my retirement out, I think you ought to be able to pull out every penny you've ever paid in when you turn 65, 66, whatever it is. And they should have no choice but to write you a check for the full amount. That's how it ought to be done. Now, I know some people say, yeah, but people are crazy and they'll spend it all and they won't have nothing to live on for the rest of their lives. Well, ain't that a personal choice? Listen, you can't make people stronger by making them weaker. You can't do for people what they ought to do for themselves. Educate the public. I think all drugs should be legal. I do not think there should be illegal drugs out there. And I'm talking about meth. I'm talking about all of it. But I think you should definitely educate the public as to what these drugs will do to you if you use them over and above a certain amount or too long. And then each person makes their own decision. Ain't that what freedom is? Now, I know some of you listening to me think I've lost my mind. I have not. I believe in freedom, but I believe in true freedom. It is not freedom when the government can take every penny you've earned for years, put it into what's supposed to be a savings account that you get to draw out of once you are of age, and they get to tell you how you can use it. Listen, it's confusing, but it's unfair. It's time for us to take a stand. But we're talking about health care today. We're talking about the sick care system. You know, all week I've gone through things that you can do that will make a huge difference in your life when it comes to health care. I mean, we're talking about the coronavirus and ways to fight back other than wearing a mask, washing your hands and using hand sanitizers, which is what that's what the FDA, that's what the Centers for Disease Control is telling you to do. You do understand that the Centers for Disease Control is a private organization. It's not a government organization, and they have more power than the government does. It's like the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is not a federal bank. There's a group of bankers around the world that own that, and the government's actually got given them the power to print money, which that was never supposed to be done. The only people, according to the Constitution as it was originally written, to print money was the government. Listen, folks, we've let these people get up there in power and change the Constitution, and it's not long till they're going to be wanting to change it again and take away your right to bear arms and your right to freedom of speech. It won't be long till they'll be telling you what you can and can't say. What do you think political correctness is? Folks, I'm on a roll. I'm tired of this. I hope you are. But you know what? I don't believe in war. I don't believe in violence. I don't believe in that. I believe that it's time for the American public to let them know we don't work for them. They work for us. We're the ones that puts them out there. That's why they're called public servants. When you volunteer to go to work for the federal government or the state and local government, you are not in power. You're a servant. You're there to do what the public needs done. You're there to do what's in the best interest of the people that you're serving. We got to get that word serving back in there. I don't mean they're slaves. That ain't what I'm talking about. But for the money they're paid, the benefits they get, the hours they get to work. I think it's insane that the courthouse is the only place you can go to get your driver's license or a lot of other things, pay your taxes, and yet they're not open after you are off from work. Do you not see something wrong with that? Listen, if you go to work for the government, these are the hours you're going to work. If you don't want to work those hours, get a real job. Anyway, back to the issue. What we're up against here is a sick care system that is absolutely failing. It's failed in so many ways. They can literally put a chemotherapy drug on the market to extend your life by 3 months, making you sick as a dog, feel horrible, and the quality of your life be practically zero the extra 3 months, because they found a drug that if they poison you, the cancer, which poisons you, guess what? You'll live maybe 3 extra months, and they get $10,000 to $50,000 of treatment for that garbage. Tell us the truth. Let us make our own decisions. Is that not fair? Oh, but you know, Roy, the American public's too dumb to make their own decisions. That's what they want you to believe. Listen, I'm just an old country boy from Tennessee, but I can figure out what's best for me and my family. Can't you? I don't need some government agency out there telling me how to run my life. Oh, I need the federal government. You need the federal government to do what? To protect our borders and to build highways. We all agree on that, and we're willing to pay taxes for that, within reason. I'm telling you, it's time, folks. It's time to enact some things like 10% rule. What's that? 10% rule is the government, on a state and local basis, could never take more than 10% of your income. Period. Federal government could never take more than 10% of your income. That means your income tax could never be over 20%. And that's even if you had an escalating scale, I guess you'd call it, where the ones that make the most pay 20%. This much you only pay 19%. This much only 18%, all the way down to people who don't pay any because they don't have nothing. But wouldn't that be fair? But the government can't get more than that. And then what do? You tell the government, live within your stinking budget. I have to. Folks out there listening to me, don't you have to live within your own budget? Of course you do. If you don't, you go bankrupt. You have to call bankruptcy. You lose everything you've got. How does the government ever lose? They can literally steal our money by the billions and billions and billions, and now they're starting to ask for trillions. Trillions over the next 10 years if they get their global warming policies in. Trillions of dollars a year they're going to want us to pay. You and I, the taxpayer, and there's no accountability. Not one person up there can be held accountable if they abuse and misuse the money or what they decide to do fails. You know, back when Obama was in there, they spent billions of dollars on solar energy, and it went bankrupt and failed, and nobody had to pay a penny back. Listen, what happened to accountability? Get your heads on right. I'd tell you I'm sorry for the way I feel. I'm not. I'm excited about the way I feel because it's time to get back. It's time to force our politicians to work for us instead of against us, and for us instead of for their own pocketbooks. You know, yesterday we covered a lot of information about Andrographis. I hope you was paying attention. If you didn't hear that one, remember, go to www.nhc19.podbean.com. That's podbean.com. And listen to yesterday's show about this. I'm going to cover some more on it today. It is an inflammation slayer. You know, most people in America are suffering from a lot of inflammation. That's why I've been talking to you about curcumin and turmeric and boswellia and bromelain. These are anti-inflammatories. If you can lower the amount of inflammation in your body, which is caused by the foods you eat, to poor diet, to lack of proper nutrition, stress, it's caused by chemical poisoning. It just goes on and on. It's caused by disease, which is caused by what? Lack of proper nutrition again. They're called deficiency disorders. How do you get those? You develop them. You don't inherit them. They're not contagious. We got so much inflammation in the human body, from type 2 diabetes to cancer to heart disease to arthritis. Listen, anything you can do to lower the inflammation in your body, you need to do it. And not only is curcumin and turmeric incredibly good, but Andrographis, folks, you need to remember that. You need to know it fights inflammation that accompanies some sort of injury or some sort of disease. Long-term inflammation can lead to serious and potentially life-threatening health problems. Chronic inflammation is a major problem in America. Immune system dysfunction and inflammation can combine to make a deadly disease combination. You know, when your immune system is inactive, it causes inflammation. When you get an autoimmune disorder where your immune system is overworking, doing more than what it's supposed to do and attacking parts of the body that it shouldn't, now you got chronic inflammation that can kill you over time. It ain't fast, but it can. Andrographis has been studied for its formidable effects in rebalancing immune function, reducing inflammation, and restoring balance, homeostasis, eliminating or easing chronic diseases, and returning the body to its normal, healthy state. See, your body knows how to protect itself, how to heal itself, but in order to do it, you've got to get control of inflammation in your own immune system. And because Andrographis is such a good immune adaptogen, it's something that I think most Americans should be considering. That and maybe the red ginseng for energy, you ought to be considering that because it's also immune adaptogen. I mean, those two things, I may come out with a product combining the two, because they're so wonderful together at doing these things that we're just going to have to face it. In America today, disease is so widespread. We're sickest nation on earth. We take more drugs than any other people on earth, and we're still dying at some of the lowest ages in the world. What's wrong with this picture? Ugh. Remember, too, Andrographis is also recognized as the guardian. Not only does Andrographis bring about balance in the body, it is inarguably your body's most powerful ally against the onslaught of microbial challenges launched at it every day. What does that mean? That means that Andrographis has been proven effective against virtually all types of infections, viral, bacterial, parasitic, and fungal. Remember what brought all this on, and the reason I'm pointing this out to you is the coronavirus that can cause a pandemic. Literally, if this thing got out of control, which I don't think it will, I think America is very capable of keeping it under control, but if it did get out of control, literally, you do understand millions of people could die. The antiviral and antibacterial activity of Andrographis is due to its ability to stop viruses from reproducing themselves and slowing or stopping the life cycle of bacteria. I've told you lots of times that elderberry does that. So now you got ways to fight back besides a mask, sanitation, and washing your hands, sanitizing lotions and washing your hands. You've got elderberry. You've got Andrographis. You've got red ginseng. These are the things I do. This is how I'm going to stop it from destroying my life and my family's life. You need to consider these things. Andrographis' ability to activate your immune system in several ways could knock out a variety of microbial attacks when you're infected. Conventional medicine will throw a battery of tests at an infection and then tailor the treatment to the type of infection. The beauty of an antimicrobial like Andrographis is that it throws its power at all types of infections, whether they're viral, bacterial, parasitic, or fungal. You know, if you get the flu, an antibiotic does you no good. It will not stop a virus, yet that's what they throw at people. I've seen them give people antibiotics for cold. What is wrong with that picture? They're destroying the immune system with too many antibiotics, which is necessary to fight what? The infections in the first place. Best of all, you don't even have to know what type of infection you have. If you take Andrographis, all you have to find out that it has a broad healing spectrum. It kills almost every type of antimicrobial. That is powerful, y'all. It's good to know these things. You know what? Andrographis has a unique ability to effectively fight all types of infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, and parasitic. The king of bitters has been clinically proven to prevent common cold, and in people who are infected with the rhinovirus, it substantially relieved symptoms and reduced the duration of the cold. Similar effects were shown in prevention and treatment of flu and pneumococcal pneumonia. It combats herpes and Lyme disease viruses. Andrographis elides, which is the active ingredient in it, have been shown to increase immune function in people with severely compromised immune systems, for instance, those who have HIV and AIDS. Andrographis is an effective treatment for fungal skin infections. You know, things like toenail infections and fingernail, fungal infections. It can also fight the malaria parasite. You see, when you look at what nature provides, you've got some of the most powerful weapons. You see, God put everything here for a purpose. The purpose was to serve human beings. How do I know that? Because God loves us. He told us that. It's also a powerful cancer warrior. It forces apoptosis, which is cell death. Remember, cancer cells are immune to aging. They don't have a lifespan. They keep growing forever unless you kill them. Guess what? This turns the clock back on and causes them to die like all other cells. It's a powerful antioxidant. I told you it's an immune booster. It banishes chemo brain. Did you know that? So if you're having to do chemo and you're choosing to do chemo, you don't have to, you're choosing to, you better be taking your Andrographis. Angiogenesis, in other words, it stops the proliferation of cells. It's tumor suppressive. It suppresses tumor growth, banishes chemo brain, like I say. In conclusion, please look back at all the things I've talked about on this radio show. Andrographis has been scientifically validated to treat every single one of the cancers we talked about in this book. It works in at least one way against them, and in some cases it works in multiple ways without interfering with conventional cancer treatment. You can take it even if you're on chemotherapy or radiation. Since there are no serious side effects from using Andrographis, Andrographis, it's really an obvious course of action for anyone who has been diagnosed with cancer. So think about that. A note to those who are working with an oncologist, don't be surprised that your doctor or oncologist says you shouldn't take it. They'll tell you stuff like that. It's probably not realistic to expect your doctor to read or to listen to this show, but we encourage you to share with them what you're taking, although it will not interfere with any medications. It should be very effective at helping any cancer patient fight against the ravages of cancer in the human body. It normalizes immune system response, neutralizes free radical damage and inflammation. It stops out-of-control cell lifespans. It stops cells from spreading throughout the body. In other words, that's angiogenesis. In other words, it don't spread through your body. It even helps keep it from getting into the bloodstream. It kills cancer-causing cells by forcing them to commit suicide and starving them. Plus, it relieves side effects of conventional cancer treatments, especially cognitive dysfunction, commonly known as chemo brain. These are things they know about this, but are they telling you? Heavens no, they're not telling you. It may even prove to lower blood pressure, to control cholesterol and triglycerides. It may help beat diabetes. It just goes on and on. And it's as simple as going by NHC Herb Shop in Killen or Herbs and More in Athens and pick up a bottle of Andrographis and tell them you want the best brand that's out there, which has the 20% of the active ingredients in it, which is the highest that I know of on the market today. It's the EP80, Andrographis EP80. What a wonderful product, and you can get it from NHC Herb Shop in Killen or Herbs and More in Athens. I appreciate y'all listening to this radio show, and I know sometimes I'm a little passionate. Remember, I'm not angry. People sometimes think I'm an angry person. I'm not. I'm as happy as anybody ever met. Easygoing, loving, caring, kind person. But I am passionate about the truth. I'm going to share the truth with you because only the truth will not only set us free, only the truth will keep us free. Fight back for your rights. Stop the politicians from making you think you work for them and that they own you. We own them, and let's let them know that. Call us at 800-745-4408, 800-745-4408, and we'll send you a free CD or two. Or go by NHC Herb Shop in Killen, Herbs and More in Athens, or check us out at www.nutritionalhc.com. Now, that's spelled N-E-W-T-R-I-T-I-O-N-A-L. That's how we spell nutritional, and the HC stands for healthcare because we are the new healthcare. Until next time, may God bless all of you with abundant health.